Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting the city of Atlanta. Okay, all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answered the survey. Okay, just for a qualification purpose for the survey, what is your zip code, ma'am?
30312.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the year of your birth?
1205-1997.
97, okay. All right, now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A bachelor.
Bachelor's degree, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, and would that be Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican? Or Central American?
Mexican-American,
okay. All right, and just for your, what is your race? You said that would be Hispanic or Latino, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you can also select, I mean, if you're other, you want to put something else, you can let me know.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and from whom did you vote on the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did.
Would that be Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or someone else?
I was for the Democrat.
Donald Trump?
No.
Democrat, Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people are not registered?
I think so, yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and below is a list of issues, so please select three that are the most important to you, okay? Would that be public transportation, education, traffic, crime, abortion access, jobs in the economy, climate change and the environment, inflation and the cost of living, racism and discrimination, or immigration?
Traffic
be one.
And then public transportation,
one more. I have immigration, racism and discrimination, inflation, the cost of living, climate change
inflation.
And the environment. Inflation. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And when thinking about the direction in which, you know, each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one will be the city of Atlanta.
Pretty unsatisfied.
Okay, be very unsatisfied, right? Dissatisfied. The Atlanta region.
The same.
Same. And Georgia.
I don't have a neutral, I guess.
Is very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, there's one too. Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay, dissatisfied, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate you how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, i.e. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of them people or groups, let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the Atlanta City Council.
5.
Five, okay. Uber and Lyft.
Three.
Okay. Mayor Andre Dickens.
Six.
six. Self-driving cars.
Three.
Martha trains.
Six.
Artificial intelligence companies.
Eight.
Governor Brian Kemp.
Two.
Okay, two. Martha buses.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. The Atlanta Bell Line.
Nine.
The Atlanta Police Department.
Three.
And electric scooters.
Five.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Very poor.
Okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it like almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a month.
Okay. And how familiar are you with Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very familiar.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a week.
Okay. And based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And would that be very positive or just somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Fun.
What was that? Fine?
Fun.
Fun. Okay. Fun. Okay. And here's a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree with the statement, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. Okay, crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses. Would you strongly disagree with that? Neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
Six.
Okay, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
So very disagree.
Oh, so be it 0 or 1, 2, but you can pick any number.
0.
Okay. Martha says they are working on projects, but I have never seen them complete anything.
Agree a lot.
Okay, would that be
maybe,
one number?
An 8?
8, okay.
A 9,
okay. All right, thank you. Okay, I feel safe riding Martha.
5.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
More highways?
Yes, adding more highways. Uh-huh.
3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse.
Three.
I can easily get to places I want to go, you know, on Atlanta's public transportation system.
Two.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And which of the following statements do you agree with most? Okay. The first one says, statement A says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our, you know, micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one do you agree with most?
The public transport, the first one.
Now, would that be somewhat a statement A, or strongly a statement A?
Strongly statement A.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area's traffic problem. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize the policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy, okay, at all, and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. The first one will be building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
No. 0.
So 0. Okay. Adding additional MRTA stations around Atlanta?
10.
10? Okay. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
10.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city?
'Cause they
don't give me more information, just give me you know, that, and so I cannot add any more, you know, even if I knew it, I don't know what I can add any to it.
What was it? Put 5.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city. Well, they have those, you know, self-driving cars. I guess that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
What number did you say?
A 5.
Okay, that's somewhat. Okay, adding light rail to the Beltline.
Adding what, sorry?
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
Ooh, I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool. Yes.
I guess they add more lights, you know, to the whole rail thing.
Oh, then no.
What number? Remember, 0 is do not prioritize, and then 10 is strongly prioritize.
0.
0. Okay, what about prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths?
0.
0. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
Five.
Adding extra capacity and trains to MRTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
5.
Okay. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
10.
Okay, and adding more security to MRTA stops.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline transit plan? Would you place pedestrians, you know, friendly light rail alongside the Beltline trail? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Not familiar, okay. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Would that be a strongly support or just strong support?
Strongly
support, okay. Right now, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you have heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that there is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you don't feel it's neither convincing or unconvincing. And 0 means that not all convincing statement, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those good jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhood and, you know, to their workplace. Would you say that's not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Nine.
Okay. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline transit will link together all the Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. Not convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing?
8.
Okay, and the last one said, Atlanta freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. Would you say that's not convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing? But you can pick any number from 0 to 10.
4.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strong. And would that be a strong? You said strong. Okay. All right. Now we almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a couple more minutes to go, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? Okay, here's some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate me in each statement. From 0 to 10, what 10 means, you know, it's a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means it's, you feel somewhat concerning, and 0 means it's not all concerning statement, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first statement said the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with a shooting happening and at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. Would you say that's not all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning?
Somewhat concerning.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10? A six, okay. All right, and at, you know, $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether, you know, it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. Would you say that's not all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning? But you can use concerning. Any number.
Six. Thank you.
Six?
Okay, I have to go.
Well, let me read you this last one, and I think that we should be able to finish it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time Black and Brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, you know, the cost of rent goes up, and it's out of town. You know, interest pour money into turning our neighborhood into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We have got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. Would you say that's not all concerning, somewhat, or very concerning? But you can name any number from 0 to 10.
Very concerning, 10.
10, okay. I'll see how we're... All right, ma'am, and let me ask you one more time, okay? Last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of the public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support strongly, yes.
I strongly support it, okay?
All right,
and,
yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I have the last few questions for statistical purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Atlanta? Would you say less than 1 year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 years or more?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. And which of the following represents how you think of yourself? I have a picture straight.
You're not putting on the jacket? What happened?
Okay, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? A heterosexual, straight, a lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay, straight. All right, now are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated,
single.
Divorced, or widow? Single.
Single.
Okay, ma'am, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Sorry?
Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No
children. Okay, in politics today,
okay.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
A Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A what?
A strong or not a strong Democrat.
Strong?
Strong, okay. And which of the following may describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid-off, unemployed,
full-time,
retired?
Full-time.
Full-time, all right. And last question, okay. What was the last year, that is 2023? What is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25,000,
25,000, 45 to 55,000?
I'm not sure yet. Just water, maybe? What happened?
Okay.
What
your okay, less than 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 50, 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 95, or 100,000, 100,000 to 250,000 or more.
That one.
The last one, right? 250,000
yeah.
or more. All right, ma'am, with that
one. No. Sorry, the one before that.
Okay, 100 to, okay, that's fine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you for your time. This concludes the survey, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate
okay.
you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.